Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson has declared May Lyme and Tick-Borne Diseases Awareness Month, following as Jacqueline Froelich with Arkansas Public Media reports the State Department of Health declaring Lyme disease to be present in Arkansas.
Ticks inhabit the forests and prairies of Arkansas, questing after the blood of deer, birds, rabbits, rodents, and lizards, all of which may carry bacteria with strange names like Anaplasma, Ehrlichia, and Borrelia. That last pathogen, specifically Borrelia burgdorferi, causes Lyme disease, transmitted by juvenile black-legged ticks or deer ticks. Endemic in the Northeast and Upper Midwest, Lyme disease was confirmed in Arkansas this year by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control in two little girls who were bitten while camping in the Northwestern Ozarks last summer. Their mom, Allery Bowerman, co-founded the Arkansas Lyme Foundation to raise awareness about the risks.
So the signs and the symptoms that you're going to be looking for are flu-like symptoms. You're going to have a bite. Within a few days, you're going to feel kind of like you're coming down with the flu. Some people have said pneumonia. So you're going to have summer flu, summer pneumonia, things that are out of place symptom-wise. You're going to have headaches. You're going to have fever, sometimes high fever, sometimes low grade.
A Lyme-infected tick bite in many but not all cases presents as a red bullseye rash caused by spirochetes radiating out into the body just beneath the skin. There's no definitive test to confirm the presence of Lyme disease at this time, but infected individuals do develop Lyme disease antibodies, which can be detected through blood tests.
Right, and then at the same time, you have to have a confirmed blood test, which is CDC. You have two tiers. One's the ELISA, and the second is the Western blot. If you do not pass the ELISA, then you will not get the Western blot, which shows the banding of antibodies that you are making for Borrelia burgdorferi specifically.
Problem is, it may take weeks to develop measurable antibodies, proving infection, which may not meet CDC timeline testing protocols, Bowerman says. Nationwide, more than 300,000 cases of Lyme disease occur annually in the U.S., a conservative number given that count was last tabulated in 2015. Treating Lyme disease is complicated and controversial, given infection may require prolonged rounds of antibiotics. Because Lyme disease, along with a host of other debilitating tick illness, have been documented in Arkansas, Governor Asa Hutchinson, with prompting from the Arkansas Lyme Foundation, has declared May to be Lyme and Tick-Borne Diseases Awareness Month.
We actually have something that says that it is a danger, that tick-borne illnesses are a danger, and that physicians are encouraged by the governor and citizens to take them very seriously.
Public funding for Lyme disease research is scant. There's no vaccine to prevent Lyme disease or other tick-borne illness. The Arkansas Lyme Foundation claims most physicians do not understand that symptoms of untreated Lyme infection can mimic arthritis, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, even multiple sclerosis. Dr. John Blevins, an associate professor in the Department of Microbiology and Immunology at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences in Little Rock, received a $400,000 research grant from the National Institutes of Health to study the genetics of Borrelia burgdorferi, again, the bacterium which causes Lyme disease. He's also conducting a tick surveillance project in Arkansas. The Arkansas Lyme Foundation also encourages residents to send ticks to the Bay Area Lyme Foundation in California, which is conducting a national survey to find ways to make Lyme easier to diagnose and simple to cure. In Fayetteville, I'm Jacqueline Froelich for Arkansas Public Media.